just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this magnificent Monday, May 4th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Quote of the day on Friday was given to Detroit News reporter Craig Mauger as he posted this on his Twitter X account. If the Michigan Democratic Party nominate Abdul El Sayed this summer for the U.S. Senate in the August 4th primary, Abdul El Sayed wins the primary on August 4th. Their Senate candidate, their attorney general candidate, as well as their secretary of state candidate, will all have worked previously for the city of Detroit under Mayor Mike Duggan, who's running for governor as an independent. Stop and think about that. Democrat Mayor Mike Duggan in Detroit did not want to go up against Jocelyn Benson to win the Democratic primary. He chose to run as an independent. He's not an independent, folks. This guy is a far left Democrat, somewhat of a businessman. That's what he is. Mike Duggan supports ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting. The socialist communist process to run our elections by. This guy is as far left as you can get. And he has hired and has had people, Secretary of State candidate, Garland Gilchrist, their AG candidate, Ellie Savitt, and the U.S. Senate candidate, Abdul El Sayed, who's leading in the polls right now because of the far-left progressives within the Democratic Party, mostly young people. El Sayed is running on getting big money out of politics while he's raising millions of dollars to run for U.S. Senate. This is amazing. Right now, El Sayed is fighting it out with the state senator, Mallory McMorrow, who, by the way, hates Michigan. They pulled up some old Twitter posts of hers. She hates Michigan winters. She hates the snow. She absolutely hates so many parts of what makes our state beautiful. She's running neck and neck with El Sayed, the somewhat moderate U.S. Congresswoman, Haley Stevens. Guess what? She's running in third place, and she's got more money than El Sayed and Mallory McMorrow. But she's trailing. Very, very interesting dynamic taking place on the Democrat Party side. Well, we're going to talk about dark money and ending corporate political donations. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Progressive dark money being used to end corporate political donations. Is that the most unbelievable oxymoron you've ever heard of? Progressive dark money being used to end corporate political donations. Progressive-minded advocacy groups are using mostly unreported, quote, dark money, end quote, to fuel their ballot proposal to stop utilities and government contractors from being able to donate, spend their money on politics, according to finance reports released last week. Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, MMOP, reported to the Bureau of Elections that nearly 90% of their contributions, 90%, $9 out of $10, $2,295,180 out of their total raise, $2,555,244, came from mostly out of state, outside of the state of Michigan, 501c4s that are not required to disclose their contributions. Oh my God. Listen to some of the groups that they did show on their campaign finance report. Massachusetts based All Hands on Deck Network gave them $900,000. New York based Working Families Organization Incorporated gave them $250,000. The Massachusetts based Pro Democracy Campaign gave them $100,000. And the Washington, D.C. based Green Advocacy Project, another $100,000. As well as a few other groups who had worked with the organization known as the Michigan United Action Fund. All of these don't have to disclose their donations from the people who fund them to help fuel this ballot proposal. And one thing you have to understand, this is such a weird situation happening. I've been calling on this forever. And now here I am agreeing with these far left groups. Hell has frozen completely over. Cats and dogs are sleeping together. The earth is flat. All things that I have always been yelling and screaming about is political donations from especially these utility companies. Folks, let me break it down for you just on the electrical component alone. Not getting into natural gas, let's talk about electricity. We have basically a monopoly in this state. 90% of our electric grid is controlled by DTE and Consumers Energy. 90%. What we pay for electricity for this radio station, the electricity we pay for the home studio, which you guys pay, is controlled basically 90% of it, of the whole state, is controlled by two public utility companies. And they get their rate increases approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission, three people that's appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They just approved one rate increase. A week later, Consumers Energy, or DTE, whichever one it was, requested another one. They've got so many rate increases going, I don't even know who it is that's asking for the money. And what do? They take a portion of the electric ratepayers' money and divert it into PACs, political action committees, who then spend it to support the opponents of any elected official running for state representative or state senator that wants to break up their monopoly. Absolutely perfect example, former state representative Gary Glenn. May he rest in peace. Gary lost his battle to prostate cancer and died a few years ago. Loved Gary Glenn. He was absolutely a patriot Christian brother from another mother. He was going to run for an open state Senate seat down in the Midland, whatever area. Gary was the chair of the House Energy Committee. He said that if he got elected to the state Senate, he would be the chair of the Senate Energy Committee as long as the Republicans had the majority. Gary, in my home, was snowed in back in the day when he was running for U.S. Senate. Him and his son, Jefferson, was here spending the night because he had attended an event up north, I believe in the UP. We were on his way home. He wanted to stop and visit with us. I said, hey, we got a guest bedroom upstairs and downstairs. You guys are welcome to stay because we were up talking till about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't drive home tonight. Just go to bed. We'll have breakfast in the morning. I'll do my show. You guys can take off. Woke up in the morning, we had 4 feet of snow. I'm not kidding you. The snow in our driveway was up over his hood of his car. They were snowed in with us for 2 days. I did my show. We'd have lunch. Gary'd make his calls. I'd make my calls. Jefferson was watching some movies. We'd have dinner. We'd talk. Go to bed. Wake up. Groundhog Day. Do it all over again. Finally, the third day, the plows got out, cleared our road, cleared. Gary and I went out and shoveled the driveway and got him on his way. In him staying with us during that snow-in, him and I discussed this monopoly. We discussed it at length. And Gary said, we need to have choice when it comes to electricity. We need competition. He said, Randy, you're running your home studio with Great Lakes Energy, a co-op. And the radio station is PIE&G, another co-op. Our electric bills for the home studio and the station folks are cheaper than what Consumers Energy is charging people who live right down the street from our transmitter site in Sheboygan. In Sheboygan, Consumers Energy. Thank God we have PIE&G. Well, guess what? Gary came out and said, I'm going to run for the state Senate. I'm going to get on the Senate Energy Committee. I'm going to chair it, and I'm going to push for choice in electricity. Do you know what Consumers Energy and DTE did? They solicited Kevin Daley to run against Gary. They spent over $2 million on billboards in that district, mailers to people's homes, radio and TV ads in that district attacking Gary Glenn. If Gary Glenn gets elected, your electric bills will double. That was a bald-faced lie campaign. They ran against them. As a result, Kevin Daley won that seat. Well, the dark money is very interesting because they want to stop it. MMOP. Michiganders for Money Out of Politics has a goal. They want to prevent DTE and Consumers Energy and any entity that has a state contract of $250,000 or more with the state of Michigan from being able to spend money on political candidates or political causes. Prevent DTE and Consumers Energy, as well as any contractor, any vendor that has a state contract with the state of Michigan. I absolutely believe in this. This is something that conservative Republicans should be embracing. Absolutely, but they're not. All this money is coming from far left liberals while they're doing something actually pretty good. Gabe Butsky. I've gone up butted heads with Butsky for years. Spokesperson for the Michigan Forward Network says the MMOP ballot initiative is a dirty trick from top to bottom. A coalition of leftist dark money organizations is trying to buy its way onto the ballot while pretending to oppose money in politics. It's never been about fairness. It's about rewriting the rules to favor their progressive allies. Michiganders should decline to sign it. Explain that to me, Gabe. Explain that to me. Come on the show and explain it to me. Just because the money's coming from far left dark money organizations. I want DTE and Consumers Energy the heck out of our elections. Why? Because state reps and state senators and a governor who appoints the Michigan Public Service Commission should not be getting money from DTE and Consumer Energy or running attack campaigns against the good guys. Butsky said that Democratic allies like organized labor would be shielded by the new rules that MMOP is trying to put in place. How? I haven't seen the language. I have to admit, I've not seen one of these petition sheets. You know what? I'm going to reach out to Gabe and I'm going to have him on the show. I got to learn more about this. Butsky said MMOP received money from only 200 individual contributions. The point that the corporations are flooding the political seas with money to make more money to be a deterrent to working people. DTE, Consumers Energy, Blue Cross Blue Shield, AT&T, and Delta Dental this year have given 60% to 60% of all of our state legislators. MMOP sees it as a pay-to-play system that it believes is behind lawmakers turning a blind eye to giving them $500 million in rate increases. We'll finish this up. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.